people who are not patrons. This is a bonus episode.
Hi. Welcome. It's a hopeless endeavor. I'm Nikki.
Hi.
She's Sam.
It is a hopeless endeavor. We should say the name of the show.
Probably unnecessary, but I don't know how else to start, so...
Okay, this is a very unstructured bonus episode because we had a silly idea that was posted. I think it was in the shitposting group this week or last week. And there's a quiz that someone from there created called... you cannot minimize Zoom when you're recording. Fine. Which of my favorite Joanna Newsom songs are you? So we're just going to do that quiz.
We are.
Record it and call it content.
Yeah, so this is by deleted 89386. We can like link to this in the Patreon episode description if people want to take it too.
That's a good idea.
I'll try to remember. All right, so you have to enter your name and then start the quiz.
Okay. My name is Sam.
My name is Nikki.
Okay, are you ready? Question one.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's long. Choose a tragic death. First choice. Draco of Athens. Your death came as a gift. Sitting inside your home, you heard a knock on the door and curiously unbolted it. Swaths and swaths of fabric flowed in lace and silks and cottons, smothering you in a spread of scents and colors. But they were reaching for your lungs. How beautiful, you thought, as you drew in one last breath.
Oh my God.
You want to read the next one?
Sure. I don't know how to pronounce any of this, but okay.
Empedocles?
Empedocles of Acragas?
Sure.
Okay, so this is option two. Your death was at your own hand. On an odd morning, you felt a divine spirit take you up. Your mind lost to its grip. A new feeling, like you had to prove something, overtook you. All you know is that the last thing they saw of you was your body lulling towards the mouth of a volcano.
I love that one, Sufjan vibes.
Totally. My choice so far.
Antiphonies? Your death was unexpected. Playing your lute for the courtroom, blessed by the light of an early day, and still in your nightgown, you thought, this is my world. Taking your bow... The pear tree from under which you played would shake and let loose a singular fruit. At least you got a whiff of its sweetness before it clobbered your heart. That's option three.
Okay, option four. Victim of the 1518 dancing plague. Your death escaped you. Under the full moon, three women called upon you from the field, holding out their sturdy hands. You were drawn out, loving the air when it was full of omen. Walking, running to them, they caught you in their circle around the oak tree. You spun and spun and spun. Some say you still are, as they catch glimpses of the four of you years later, but only when the moon hits right.
Oh,
I like that
one,
except for I hate fucking dancing, so I'm not dying with any dancing happening in my life. That's just not for me.
Also, if you're listening, please do this with us and then tell us what you get.
Yeah, tell us what you get.
Okay.
Also, how the fuck is this person relating each of these situations to a specific song? I'm curious.
So curious. I can't wait to see. James Betts, option five. Is it five now? One, two, three, four, five. Yeah. Your death is continuous. Your love you knew was impossible, and as you sat there with your partner, at least the air was full of mirth. Quickly that faded as you heard the footsteps of their father climbing up the stairs. In the cupboard quickly, they'd say, and you agreed, but to your surprise, the door locked, and you stayed stuck, and they never came back.
Was this
betrayal? Did it matter? You loved, and that you would always, and that would always be your ends. As you return to this earth anew, you will love the rain that covers you. Oh, you will love.
Okay, this is my favorite now. I'm sorry.
I love this one.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was laughing so much that your death is continuous. Like, yeah. I'm sold. I'm on board. Okay, option six, I think, right?
Yeah.
Empress Elizabeth of Austria. Your death came from searching. You were away from home, from your loved ones, when a knife was plunged into your corset, puncturing your lung. The weapon too thin for you to notice had you assuming that a simple blow may have been delivered to your side. Quickly, you walked away, eventually collapsing. Was that seconds or days later, though? You'll never know. Your last wish was for goodbyes you couldn't say to the things this world never did give you.
Oh my God.
I am into this drama. Okay.
Last option. Mm-hmm. Sir William Payne Galloway, 2nd Baronet. Your death is a cycle. Out in the backwoods, you rode your horse in the late afternoon, enjoying the color of the air. Suddenly, a hare darted out, startling your horse, and you fell upon a tulip. Some say your injuries took you, but as you lay in bed, you knew you'd taken a life you weren't designed to, and that in turn, yours would be taken. Uh-oh. You asked your housekeeper one last thing before your eyes went cloudy. May the tulips always be fed.
That's wow. Mine. That's I'm yours. That it's one. A good one. I like the death as a cycle too, but yes. No, I have to be James Betts. Your death is excellent. Continuous.
It's good okay. Because we should pick different ones so that yeah. We don't get the exact same only skin answer. Okay, that was question 1 of 10. Next.
It's a much shorter set of options here.
Okay.
Right, so question 2. Pick a Joanna adjacent artist. Option 1. Karen Dalton. Option 2, Nina Simone. Option 3, Perfume Genius. Option 4, Mary O'Hara. Option 5, Laurie Anderson. 6, Elizabeth Cotton. 7, Judy Sill.
I'm going to take... what am I going to take? Who am I going to take? I think I'm going to take Nina Simone.
I was going to take her too, but I'll take Karen Dalton just because... So I, to be honest, only know Karen Dalton and Nina Simone of this list. Don't know anybody else, but I do really like Karen Dalton. Recently, I got into her because of Joanna, actually. So I'm going to take Karen Dalton.
Okay.
Do you know the other people on this list?
Not really. I know Perfume Genius. Okay. But other than those three, not really.
Okay. Next.
Question 3. Oh, good one. Would you rather be haunting or haunted?
Oh my God.
Haunting.
Why?
I want to be the active player here.
Yeah, but then you're dead.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, then that means there's some kind of afterlife at least. I don't want to stop existing. Like, as much as existence is difficult, I have a big fear of not existing anymore. Giant fear of death. Okay, for me, the haunting part sounds kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can be a little bit of a trickster.
Yeah.
But also, I think I'd get so frustrated with doing the tricking part all the time. I'd want to like comfort the person who I'm scaring. I don't want to be the cause of people being freaked out all the time.
I mean, I don't think haunting has to mean necessarily always bad things.
Yeah.
Like maybe your haunting could make your water always be cold or have a really good toothpaste always on your brush or something.
Have a really good toothpaste always on your brush. Sam, I wish that for you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I wish that for you too, if nothing else. If this is it. I also, it's like an active and a passive role here. I would rather be active in this than just getting haunted, yeah. Being haunted.
I could see that. I mean, being haunted does not sound that appealing either to me. I'm going to choose haunted, though, because
okay.
I just don't like the idea of being so present in someone's life all the time. I'd rather, I don't know, even though it is passive.
Can I haunt multiple people, though?
Interesting. Like, I don't know.
Mm, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
question shit. 4. Okay. Pick a Joanna lyric. I'll do the first 3 and then leave the rest to you.
Okay.
I was tired of being drunk. My face cracked like a joke. So I swung through here like a brace of jackrabbits with their necks all broke. A second option. And all that I've got and all that I need, I tie in a knot that I lay at your feet. Third option. Friendly voices dead and gone singing, star of the country down, even the ghosts help raise the barn here, now in my hometown.
Okay. Option 4, I am the one to save you. I'm going to modify this to we are praying, I am the one to save you.
Sure.
But you don't even own your own violence. Run away from home. Your beard is still blue.
Oof.
Option 5. The lines are fading in my kingdom, though I have never known a way to border them in. So the muddy mouths of baboons and sows and the grouse and the horse and the hen grope at the gate of the looming lake that was once a tidy pen. Option 6. Darling, we will be fine. Oh, but what was yours and mine appears to me a sandcastle that the gibbering wave takes. Last option. The cities we passed were a flickering wasteland, but his hand in my hand made them hale and harmless. I think it's made him hale and harmless, but whatever. Fuck. This is hard.
My first inclination is to take the gibbering wave.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. We can choose some of the same ones because
I think
we've chosen
so
different ones already.
Yeah.
But I was debating between Darling, We Will Be Fine, But What Was Yours and Mine, mm-hmm. and The Lines Are Fading in My Kingdom. Yeah.
I also love The Cities We Passed Were a Flickering
and
Wasteland.
Yeah, me too.
Made them hale and harmless. Down in the lowlands. We have everything.
God damn it. Okay, I'm going to choose The Darling as well. Okay. Question 5. Choose a place to find love. Okay. 1. At the bottom of a well. 2. In a haunted place. I think I'll love whatever waits for me. 3. At the lighthouse with a lighthouse keeper, obviously. 4. I don't want to find love. I want it to find me or not at all. 6. Skipping rocks near the lake, a stranger would join me and the rest would be history. 7. I have love already.
Can't pick I have love already.
No, I'm
That's
not picking
so
it
boring.
Yeah, it's too boring. Even though it's true for me, I'm not picking it.
It's true for me too, but I'm not picking it. It's
yeah,
so boring.
Too boring.
I don't remember the name of it, but I'm intermittently reading this like funny sci-fi series that is like there's the real world, and then on the other side of this, like, invisible bubble, there's this, like, world that's been taken over by some kind of, like, extraterrestrial force. And Ooh. So far in the series, the force is the lighthouse keeper, so I can't Ooh. Pick that yet, because it's a bad time over there.
I see, okay.
Or at least we're led to believe it's a bad time. What are you thinking?
I was debating between At the Bottom of a Well and
just hilarious.
It's just perfect. And then also I Don't Want to Find Love. I Want It to Find Me or Not at All. I love The Bottom of the Well one because it feels so isolated and weird and dark, and I like that. Also, I'm feeling that I don't want to find love. I want it to find me or not at all. I'm gonna pick that one.
I'm going to do Skipping Rocks Near the Lake.
The reason I don't like that one is because I was like, a stranger joins me? Like, no. Leave me alone. Skipping my rocks.
Just give me the bottom of the well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
I'm glad. Oh, okay. Question 6. Choose a place to weep. Option 1. In front of the mirror, I want to witness what I'm losing. 2. While cooking a meal, undecipherable. 3. At the bottom of a lake. 4. In an airplane bathroom, unhinged. It's a good spot to cry. In the backseat of a car, silently and catching glimpses of myself in the window.
Oh my God.
At night, whenever, wherever, just in the dark. Yep. And the last one is in bed, pressing the quilt my mother made me to my face. Nah.
No, not that one.
I'm partial to nighttime or in an airplane bathroom.
Interesting. I am partial to at the bottom of a lake or at night.
You know what? I have said more than once to people who are close to me that, like, my interpretation of PMS at its worst, at its most intense, is like, I feel like I'm inside of a glass bottle on the bottom of the ocean, like, curled up and so sad. So I feel that bottom of a lake very much.
Yeah, it gives me, like, you know, Bathysphere, like the smog yes. song, but also that yep. Cat Power did. I want a Bathysphere yep. tattooed on me. I'm going to choose at the bottom of a lake for that okay. reason.
I'm going to do at night because an airplane bathroom is yucky.
It just grosses me out a bit too much. Yeah.
At and night. Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, oh, someone God. Like knocking at the door while you're sobbing. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. Question 7. Pick a year. Option 1, 387 BC. Option 2, 2006. Option 3, 1208. Option 4, I have no knowledge of any of these, and for that matter, what year is it now? I keep forgetting. Option 5, 1672. Option 6, what is time? Option 7, 1863.
I'm going with what is time.
I'm going with I have no knowledge of any of these. For that matter, what year is it now?
Perfect. Next. Would you rather? Question 8. There's only 2 options. Would you rather die surrounded alone but loved? What does that mean, die surrounded?
I don't know.
Die surrounded. Oh, die surrounded. Alone but loved? And then the second option is, would you rather die alone but resilient?
But wait, the first option I'm still not understanding.
No.
Die surrounded by what?
I don't know.
I'm just going to take this to be die...
loved or alone?
I don't know. Die alone but resilient... die.
What does resiliency matter if you're dead?
I don't know.
I'm just going to pick the first one.
Okay, me too.
To be loved is nice, even yeah, in death. Yeah,
I want to be loved.
Okay.
Okay. Question 9. Choose a quote. Option 1. Maybe we cannot know the real reason why we are crying. Maybe we do not cry about, but rather near or around. Maybe all our explanations are stories constructed after the fact. Not just stories. I won't say just. By Heather Christie. No, Heather Crystal. Okay, 2. As if there were a control so marvelous, you could teach it to eat pain. Maggie Nelson. 3. In the mind-body problem, there's nothing but words, kept in a box with a jeweled label of semi-precious gems. Alice Notley. Okay, I'm going to let you read the rest.
Option 4. I want to go... my microphone's falling. I want to go hunting for spring in your body. You open windows in mine. My name in your mouth is a pigeon, is a dove, is a canary. It circles the room. Once, twice, 3 times singing. Kai Cheng Tom. 1, 2, 3, 5. Option 5. Ooh, you are a fever I am learning to live with, and everything is happening at the wrong end of a very long tunnel. Oh. Richard Sykin. That's very soft as chalky vibe.
So soft as chalky. I like it.
Option 6. Drive the caboose around again. The poplar trees coming into view might please her. She told me the forests let her lean on their shoulder, for I am still alive and do not know what to do.
Aww.
Karen Houle. And the last option, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Luke 12:24. I'm going to pick not the Bible-y one.
I think I'm debating between I want to go hunting for spring in your body and you are a fever I'm learning to live with.
I want to go hunting for spring in your body is very sawdust and diamonds-y.
Because of doves?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And desire.
And desire. I'm going to do drive the caboose around again for I'm alive. I'm still alive and I do not know what to do because that is a truth.
Yeah, that one's a good one. Okay, I just need to choose. I'm really bad at decision making. This is a lot of That's pressure.
Fine. The longer you take, the more content we have.
I'm going to choose that I want to go hunting.
Okay. I like that one. That name, the author's name for this one sounds so familiar.
I didn't recognize any of them, I don't think, except for Luke from the Bible.
But I don't think I know them. Except for Luke. From the okay.
All right. Question 10.
Last one.
Lastly, what do you regret the most? Option one, I wish I hadn't let them take it from me, that I had been more brave. Two, I wish I could have stayed, but going was the only thing to do. Three, I wish I could have loved them like they needed me to.
Aw.
No. Four, I wish I could have been honest, if only I could have a bit more time. Five, I wish I'd said no, that I had screamed it again and again.
Oof.
Six, I wish I'd never met them and that I had told them that.
Ooh.
Seven, I wish I'd been more open, more carefree. Oh, God, this is a hard one. I don't fucking know.
And, like, which song is tied to which?
I don't know.
Is this all just, like, are you just pulling this out of the air? It's so interesting. It's a great quiz.
It's great. Good job, person who made this quiz. I really am stuck on this one. I don't know which one to pick. I think I'm going to choose the first one. I wish I hadn't let them take it from me, that I had been more brave.
I think I'll do I wish I'd been more open, more carefree. And that's question 10. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I got the song.
Okay, mine's loading. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yep. What did you get?
Baby Bird.
Oh, no.
That's so sad.
What did you get?
Time is a Symptom.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a good song.
Hey, what does your description say?
Okay. Your grief is infinite, and every day you are reminded of it by the world's most simple beauties. Perhaps you see a cloud overhead and your mind lingers on the shape you will never see it take. Or your hand comes to so good. Your hand comes to touch a soft piece of cotton and you travel out into the fields only to find some soil in order to feel its source. Your world is painfully material, and in a way you wish you could seep out of it slowly and painlessly. But your heart is heavy from carrying all this loss you've witnessed and known. Who would have been, where would it go, and how will you know? All you can do sometimes is sit before your words, photos, and trinkets and weep, thinking how grateful you are to at least be feeling. I endorse this 100%. I am down. Wow. Good writing, person who made this quiz.
Beautiful.
Beautiful and so funny, too. Can you read yours?
The result, time is a symptom. You haven't been yourself in years, have you? Oh, that's what you say, because it's what everyone is always telling you. How embarrassing for them, as you sit at your window and pull at the web of cottons and wools. Look at you knitting yourself a beautiful home. An honest heart. Years ago, you lost a fear. The fear that fell the world. The fear of change. And you ate it, didn't you? Like a slice of a pear.
Oh.
You swallowed change whole. And now you have a sharpness that bends the tedious rigidity of others. But never forceful, rather resilient. You simply pick up the pieces and hand back their howls now mended. You say, try whispering it next time. And they will cry on your shoulder. And you will carry that into your tapestry. Weaving the tears, weaving the movement you keep welcoming. You have been yourself. Maybe it is just that you have lived as clear as a glass of water, shifting with the bending light.
Jesus Christ, who is this? Seriously. So good. Oh my God. I'm so down.
I mean, I love this song and reference it constantly. So fantastic. Love it.
Wow. Love it. Oh my God. I'm so curious about the different descriptions now, just for all the different options. I want to retake it.
If you scroll down, there's a breakdown. So 25% of people get Baby Birch. So you're in the majority there. 20% get Time as a Cinnamon. I wonder if we could analyze this compared to her fans and what that says about us as a people.
I love that idea.
15% get Good Intentions, 12% Only Skin, 12% Cosmia, 7% No Provenance, and 6% Divers.
Interesting.
Interesting that Only Skin is so low.
Yeah. 100%. I want to know what the beautiful descriptions are for each for each of these things.
Yeah. I'm just going to search quizzes and see if there's another Joanna Newsom one or if this is it.
Ozzy is begging for my attention now. Hi, Angel. I missed you too.
It's been hours. It's fair.
I missed you too. It is fair.
Aw, such a good boy.
You're such a good boy.
Hi. Look at that tail go.
Aw. Boy. I bet he's hungry for some foodies. Are you hungry for some foodies?
Ozzy, you're in luck because we can end our bonus episode here. And Nikki can go feed you.
Do you want to eat? Are you hungry?
I feel like he looked at me with his ears cocked.
Do you want to eat?
Hi, Ozzy.
Yeah, baby, you're hungry. Oh, my boobie. Okay. All right, let me just say goodbye to people, and then we can go have some foodies, okay? We'll go have some foodies. Let me just say goodbye.
He's the most emotive dog of all time. Thank you guys so much for being here for this very silly bonus episode. Bonus episode.
It was so fun, though. I really like doing that.
Yeah, me too. You know where to find us. We don't have to do all that stuff.
No, we don't have to do all that stuff. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, if you're a patron, thank you so fucking much.
Thank you so fucking much. Wow.